Jayur Hadha Madhava Kunjabihari Jayaram. Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jayaram. Jai Gopijana Vallabha Giri Vardhahari Jai Gopijana Vallabha Giri Vardhahari Jai Yasodhanandana Vraja Janahandhya Yasodhanandana Vraja Janahandhya Jammuna Thira Vanja Jammuna Jammuna Thira Vanjahariyam Jaiho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Radha Madhava Giri Vardha Hare Hare Giri Vardha Hare Yasodha Nandhanha Bhaja Janahandhya Yasodha Nandhanha Bhaja Janahandhya Yasodha Nandhanha Bhaja Janahandhya Jammuna Thira Vanja Hariyam Jammuna Thira Vanja Hariyam Jaiho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaiho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Kunjabihari Jaiho Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaiho Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Hare Sri Sri Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Hare Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Hare Shyam Sundar Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Hare Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Hare Jaya Shri Hare Ram. Hare 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 Van and Nithai Kor Hare Van Hare Van Hare Hare Van Jai Prabhupada 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 Sila Prabhupada Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine Taptakanchita Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vishvanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpa Turubhischa Kripa Sindhubhevacha Patitanam Tavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaho Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimati Radharani Mahamahotsava ki jai. Well, today is a very special day amongst all the auspicious days of the year.
Oggi è un giorno molto speciale tra tutti i giorni speciali che ci sono durante l'anno.
It's the appearance day of the internal energy, also known as Srimati Bhakti Devi, Srimati Radharani.
Il giorno dell'apparizione dell'energia interna, che è anche chiamata Srimati Bhakti Devi, cioè Srimati Radharani.
So the Vaishnavas from all over Braj, they go to Sriji Temple, Radharani's birthplace, on this particular day. And actually there's a 3-day festival that happens in Varsana Dham.
Allora in tutti i tempi i devoti festeggiano l'apparizione di Srimati Radharani e a Varsana, il posto dell'apparizione di Srimati Radharani, c'è un festival che dura 3 giorni.
We can only have one day.
Ma noi possiamo soltanto festeggiare per un giorno.
And what we're about to speak is very deep in the, what we say, the esoteric principles of Krishna consciousness.
Oggi si deve parlare di un principio molto profondo, esoterico, della coscienza di Krishna.
It's very difficult, not difficult, it's impossible for any conditioned soul to try to describe the glories of Srimati Radharani in any way.
È difficile, non solo difficile, ma impossibile per un'anima condizionata descrivere le glorie di Srimati Radharani.
In fact, it's impossible. even by great souls.
In effetti questo è impossibile anche per le grandi anime.
So what is my position? We are duty bound to honor this wonderful appearance day. So we make some small attempt to somehow or other describe just a small, tiny, insignificant fraction of the glories, qualities and activities of Srimati Radharani.
Maharaj dice allora che posso dire di me stesso, però per dovere devo parlare delle glorie di Srimati Radharani, lo potrò fare per una piccola insignificante frazione, parlerò delle glorie, delle attività di Srimati Radharani.
We pray for the blessings of the great souls to be able to even attempt this service.
E prego per ottenere la benedizione delle grandi anime che possa almeno fare un tentativo in questo servizio.
At the same time we also pray for their forgiveness for any inadequacy and any mistakes we might make.
E anche chiedo il perdono per qualsiasi inadeguatezza o errore io possa cadere.
Radharani, she is the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Ladini Shakti.
Radharani è la potenza interna del Signore Supremo, conosciuta come Ladini Shakti.
The principle of bhakti appears in its form as Srimati Radharani, or pure bhakti.
Il principio stesso della bhakti appare prende forma nel corpo di Srimati Radharani.
There's only one thing more powerful than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is pure bhakti.
C'è qualcosa che è più potente di Dio la persona suprema stessa, e questa è la pura bhakti.
Because pure bhakti attracts Krishna.
Perché la pura bhakti attrae Krishna.
And no one can attract Krishna like Radharani. Like Srimati Radharani.
E quindi nessuno può attrarre Krishna come Srimati Radharani.
In fact, to try to describe, there are two things that are inconceivable to all souls. And these two things are the love of Radharani for Krishna and the qualities of Krishna. These things can never be described by anyone.
Ci sono due cose che sono inconcepibili per tutte le anime, che sono l'amore di Radharani per Krishna e le qualità di Krishna. E queste cose sono impossibili per chiunque da descrivere.
And any love, the love we have in our heart for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is this tiny drop of that great ocean of unlimited love known as Srimati Radharani.
L'amore che noi abbiamo nel cuore per Krishna non è altro che una piccola goccia dell'oceano infinito e dell'amore di Srimati Radharani per Krishna.
So, I'm going to speak a little bit about the appearance of Srimati Radharani.
Quindi parleremo un po' riguardo all'apparizione di Srimati Radharani.
Because today is actually her appearance day.
Perché oggi è il giorno della sua apparizione.
Actually, way many, many millenniums, even before the appearance of Radharani, two personalities, they were known as Suchandra and Kalavati, performed great austerities and penances for many, many celestial years in order to qualify themselves, in order to bring about a child into the world who was the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was their desire.
Accadde che prima dell'apparizione di Srimati Radharani due grandi personalità che si chiamavano Suchandra e Kalavati fecero grandi austerità allo scopo di poter ottenere come figlia un bambino che fosse la potenza interna del Signore.
Lord Brahma appeared to them and congratulated them for their austerities and granted their desire, but told them, not in this life will you be able to receive that benediction, only in your next appearance.
Quindi Brahma apparve loro, grazie alla loro austerità, e gli diede la benedizione che loro avrebbero potuto avere questo bambino, cioè come figlia, la potenza interna del Signore, non in questa vita ma nella prossima.
So Suchandra reappeared as Vrishabhanu. King Vrishabhanu and Kalavati appeared as the wife of King Vrishabhanu, known as Kirtida.
Quindi Suchandra apparve come Vrishabhanu e Kalavati apparve come sua moglie Kirtida.
One day, King Vrishabhanu. Most people understand English.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're correct, because it's going to take a lot of time to do a little bit. Yeah, I agree also. And it's hard for me to speak, you know, like this.
Allora mi metto di... Okay.
Quando no capisci inglese. No capisci inglese.
Ci sono quattro devoti e una signora. Va bene, metto lì.
Begin? Okay. And so, Lord Brahma appeared to Suchandra and Kalavati and told them, not in this life, but in your next appearance, the Lord will grant you your desire for a girl, which will be the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that same personality, Suchandra and Kalavati, again appeared as Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu, and Kirtida. Now Srila Prabhupada describes the appearance of Srimati Radharani in a different way. It's mentioned in 1968, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Montreal, where he describes it slightly different than what I'm about to describe. But we understand that this particular lila is going on continuously. And so in each of the particular manifestations of Srimati Radharani's appearance, there is a slight change in the details. So if I make some mistake in the particular explanation according to your understanding, then we should understand that there are different ways to describe it. I only pray that I don't leave anything out. One day, King Vrishabhanu was inspired to go down to the banks of the Jamuna in a place called Ravel. And while he was there on the banks of the Jamuna, all of a sudden he was engulfed with this great aura of love that permeated the whole area. He looked into the Jamuna River and he saw this beautiful, beautiful vision of a lotus flower. And this lotus flower, the energy of this lotus flower was engulfing the whole area. And he was feeling overjoyed within his heart. Right during that, Lord Brahma appeared to him and brought from that lotus fire a little baby girl. Because in the middle of the whirl of that lotus flower, there was a little tiny girl. He took that baby girl and gave it to King Vrishabhanu, who took it home, took her home, and brought it to his wife, Kirtida. Now, the most amazing thing is that this girl was so tiny and so beautiful, but at the same time, her eyes were closed. And she didn't speak. She didn't cry. She didn't say anything. In fact, they were both quite worried. This girl is so beautiful and so effulgent. But is she dead? Is she blind? Is she unable to speak? They were very unhappy. After some time, King Vrishabhanu decided to have a ceremony in honor of the new girl. So he invited all the residents in the area. And Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj came from Vrindavan and brought Krishna with him. Krishna was only a little boy. And Radharani, she was laying in her cradle, her eyes closed, completely quiet, hadn't said anything since she was brought into the house. At that time, little Krishna, he was still a little boy. It's not exactly described how it happened, but what happened was Krishna crawled up to the place where Radharani was laying, and he looked into the cradle. And as soon as he looked into the cradle, she opened her eyes. Her beautiful lotus eyes appeared. It's understood that Srimati Radharani sees nothing but Krishna. And that's all she wants to see, is the beautiful, charming face of Vrindavan Chandra. So, right after that, Narada Muni, he also came to see the child because he had heard that the internal energy of the Lord had appeared. So he came to the house of King Vrishabhanu and he started to circumambulate the cradle over and over again. And the parents were wondering, King Vrishabhanu Kirtida, why is he circumambulating? And he was in complete ecstasy. He circumambulated, paid his obeisances, continuously circumambulated Srimati Radharani's little cradle, and then he left, and he went, and he composed the famous scriptures known as Narada Bhakti Sutra, where the concentrated sutras or verses that describe the essence of the practice of pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada actually began translating that particular scripture when he first began the Krishna consciousness movement back in the late 1960s. He actually translated 13 verses from that particular scripture with purport. And Prabhupada wanted to present that to our society. But for some reason, Srila Prabhupada decided to begin his translation on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And so he put that on hold for some time. And due to circumstances, he never finished that great work. His Holiness Satsarupa Maharaj took up the responsibility and completed the work. And now we have Bhakti, the Narada Bhakti Sutras. So this is a little bit about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. It's explained that Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she is Bhakti Devi. And she awards devotional service to those who takes shelter of our representative, the spiritual master. The spiritual master actually is it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is a manifestation of either the energy of the Supreme Lord, the Lord is Lord Nityananda, or coming from the tattva of Srimati Radharani. This is mentioned in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now I'll read a little bit from the fourth chapter of Adi Lila about the glories of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different than his internal mood is actually Srimati Radharani. He's endowed with the golden color of Radharani, therefore he is also called Gauranga. She is called Gaurangi. And he's endowed with her emotions. In this fourth chapter, it describes the reasons for the appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's described as being, I'll read it here. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila, actually, chapter 1, verse number 6. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she relishes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. So these are the internal reasons for the Lord Chaitanya's appearance. It's described in the Chaitanya Mangala that one time Rukmini was massaging the feet of Lord Sri Krishna, Dwarkadish. And she was overwhelmed with such emotion that she was profusely shedding tears. And she was offering wonderful prayers to the Lord in her emotion. And at one point she said, "You don't know how wonderful you are. In fact, nobody knows how wonderful. There's no one in creation that knows how wonderful you are except one person. Your lotus feet are so sweet and so attractive. Only one person in all of existence knows the glories of your lotus feet." So Krishna was thinking, "I don't know how wonderful I am." So he decided to find out. Because Krishna knows everything. And if he doesn't know something, he becomes interested in finding it out. So, of course, as we say, bhakti is more powerful than Bhagavan, because bhakti can attract Bhagavan. So Krishna wanted to understand what was Srimati Radharani's love or attraction for him. So he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The happiness she feels in that attraction, and the love. The love and the happiness she feels within that attraction. So it's mentioned that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world for the primary reason to experience these three internal reasons. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that it just so happens that the manifestation to perform the Yuga Dharma coincided with the Lord's desire to experience the internal reasons. But the internal reasons, or the mood of tasting the love of Srimati Radharani in the role of Krishna, was actually the primary reasons for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you see in the last 18 years of Lord Chaitanya's life, and practically in the last 12 years of that, those 18 years, he was in the internal ecstasy of Srimati Radharani's love for himself in that mood. Day and night, he was simply hearing the glories of Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani from Ramananda Roy and from Sarup Damodar. They were reading from Ujjwala Neelamani and from Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda. So this is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And we get the mercy that he also comes and brings the holy name. So that's his special kindness upon us. I'll read some verses in glorification of Srimati Radharani. These are in the Brahma Samhita. It's explained, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. So, it's describing the Ladini Shakti, the internal energy of the Lord, known as Srimati Radharani. In order to get the mercy of Krishna, one has to get the mercy of Radharani. In order to get the mercy of Radharani, one has to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. In order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one has to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In order to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one has to get the mercy of one spiritual master. So this is the process. But Prabhupada says, Radharani is very kind. She's very merciful. There's one story that's told by the Brijabasis. It's not a common story that we hear in ISKCON, but you hear this in Vrindavan and amongst some devotees who are aware of these different pastimes. Two little boys, they're playing in Vrindavan. They see a little jackal. So they decide to chase the jackal. And the jackal runs into the hole and hides. So being little boys and being somewhat mischievous, they decided to play some pranks. So they lit the hole on fire where the jackal was, and they left. Now the jackal was inside the hole, and he was crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. So Radharani and Lalita were walking along, and Radharani says, "Do you hear that, Lalita? This is Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, no one experiences distress. Someone is experiencing so much distress. Lalita, go find out what that is." So she went and she saw. And she called Radharani. Radharani came, put out the fire, and picked up the jackal. And showed her loving care for this little insignificant animal. So this story illustrates that we are in this material world and we are somehow or other trying to find some happiness through sense gratification and through various activities in this world. But we always find ourselves empty, disappointed, and sometimes suffering tremendously in one's attempt. So when one becomes sufficiently saturated with suffering and disillusionment, one may come to take up a spiritual process. And in that spiritual process, one must beg for the mercy of the Lord. So the mercy of the Lord is not easily obtained. But if one gets the mercy of the spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, and of course, they are the representatives of Srimati Radharani, then one can get the mercy of Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. We're calling. Srila Prabhupada said this is a call. We're calling, O Radhe, O Krishna, please pick me up, engage me in your devotional service. I've fallen into this material world and I'm suffering. So we're praying. And Prabhupada says, Radharani, she's very kind. She is like mother. She's more caring. She's more nurturing. She's more inclined to the sentiments of the heart. So Radharani is very kind. And when she hears the sincere cry of the living entity, then she shows her mercy by sending her representative, the bona fide spiritual master, to pick us up and to engage us in devotional service. So this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says, on Janmashtami, we fast all day, all the way up to midnight. Krishna is very strong. But mother is always more kinder than father. So today we fast half day. Radharani's mercy. So this is a small feature of her unlimited mercy. Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. Everyone in this world is attracted to sense gratification, and the epitome of all sense gratification is the attraction to the opposite sex, which binds the living entity into the cycle of birth and death repeatedly. This attraction to the opposite sex is, as Prabhupada said, natural. Natural from a material point of view. Because of our association with the material energy, this attraction has developed and it becomes so deep that to break this attraction becomes impossible, practically impossible, by all material calculations. And no one tries to do it anyway. In fact, they figure if you don't become attracted, there's something wrong. But to take up spiritual life means to give up the attractions for things in this world. So we become attracted to the mercy of the Lord, to the process of devotional service. And therefore, everyone in this world is being afflicted and affected by this attraction to the opposite sex. So there's only one way that one can overcome that, and that when one has to have attraction for Krishna. One's attraction for Krishna has to supersede all other attractions in this world. And the attraction for Krishna is natural because it remains in the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabunai Shravanadi Chitti Tvariyadi Chitti Siddhi Koriya Yudai. There is pure ecstatic loving relationship for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart of all living beings. And so as we engage in devotional service, naturally our attraction for Krishna should increase. And therefore that breaks the attraction for the things of this world, and the attraction, the ultimate attraction, is for the opposite sex. So therefore Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Madan is another name of Cupid, who is attracting everyone. But Krishna is Madan Mohan. He can attract even Cupid, who was attracting everyone, or causing the attraction of all living entities in this world. So there's no one more powerful than Krishna. But there is another person. That person who can attract one who attracts everyone else. And that is Radharani. She's called Madan Mohan Mohini. That one who attracts the attractor of one who attracts everyone. That is Radharani. So, we can't imagine. There's a beautiful story in the pastimes and life of Jayadeva Goswami. who wrote Gita Govinda. Now Srila Prabhupada has cautioned the devotees in the Krishna conscious society not to read that particular work. There's no really authorized translations that we can find anyway. But what's available in the terms of the substance of Gita Govinda is the very, very intimate and deep, loving pastimes of Krishna and Radharani in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said there's no need, because everything can be revealed through the process of bhakti. No need to jump and try to read these things. But Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda is very deep. And when he was writing it, it's described one day while he was writing the Gita Govinda, a thought came into his mind. Srimati Radharani, or Krishna, I'm sorry, Krishna places his lotus head at the feet of Srimati Radharani. And then he thought, this is not right. It's not right. It's just Krishna putting his feet at Radharani's head. Krishna's putting his head at Radharani's feet. It's not right. So he immediately dismissed that, crossed it out. But then he tried to continue writing, and no inspiration came. He couldn't think of anything else. So he turned to his wife and he said, my dear wife, her name was Padmavati, he said, I'm going down to the banks of the Ganges to take bath, and then please pair prasadam, I'll be back soon. So he left. In the meantime, Krishna disguised himself as Jayadeva Goswami and came to the house of Padmavati and Jayadeva. While Jayadeva was gone, he came, and Padmavati, thinking that it was her husband, she offered the prasadam. So Krishna, in the form of Jayadeva, sat down and honored the prasadam and left some remnants. Then he got up, walked over to the book where he was writing, and wrote that line. And then, after some time, he left. And then the real Jayadeva came back, and he turned to his wife Padmavati and said, I'm here. Where's the prasadam? She said, well, what's wrong with you? You know, you were just here. You just had prasadam. He says, what do you mean? I'm just coming now. She said, no, you took prasadam already. Then you went over and you wrote in your book. He was thinking, what? You know, his wife is generally pretty correct. She doesn't speak like this normally. So he walked over to the book and he looked. And he was amazed. Not only amazed, but he was transformed in his realization that actually Krishna wrote that same line, that Lord Sri Krishna places his head at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Then he understood. And he turned to his wife and he was overwhelmed with joy. And he said, you are so fortunate. You were able to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prasadam, and take his remnants directly. Our house has been blessed beyond our imagination. So here, from that, we understand how exalted Srimati Radharani is. What can we say in glorification of Radharani? Tridas Prabhu will speak about a lot about the tattva of Radharani, so I don't want to speak too much in that way. But I'll read some verses in glorification of Srimati Radharani. From different scriptures. This is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Stava Mala. This is a beautiful verse. O Queen of Vrindavan, O Radharani, your complexion is like molten gold. Your doe-like eyes are captivatingly restless. A million full and brilliant moons wane before your lustrous countenance. In a blue sari, having stolen the hue of fresh rain-laden cloud, has enwrapped your exquisite form. O Radha, You are the crest jewel of all the Dalian damsels of Vrindavan, fragrant and pristine like budding jasmine flower. Your sublime form is adorned with priceless jewelry, and you are the best of all charming and intelligent gopis. You are decorated with all wonderful excellences, surrounded by 8 dedicated and beloved cowherd girls known as Astashaki. So here's a beautiful verse spoken by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami is actually Rupa Manjari. He's the direct assistant of Srimati Radharani in helping to assist her in her transcendental pastimes with Lord Sri Krishna. Should I read more verses? Okay. Actually, I'll read some verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 4. The essence of Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava, and the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities, and the crest jewel amongst all the loving consorts of Lord Sri Krishna. This is verse 68 in Adi Lila chapter 4, and continuation from verse 68. Next verse, number 70. Of the two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy, and she helps him in his pastimes. Prabhupada gives purport. Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have material gross bodies and are covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus, her body, mind, and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is personified Ladini Shakti, that is, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency, and therefore she is the only source of enjoyment from Krishna. Krishna cannot enjoy anything material. Sometimes persons who think they understand the Lord make comments that the Lord comes to this material world, and when he performs his activities, he comes in order to enjoy matter. But Krishna has no relationship with the material energy as far as enjoyment. The material energy he uses in order to facilitate his pastimes in this world. But he transforms that material energy to spiritual when he comes to this material world. So Krishna does not enjoy anything material. Prabhupada goes on. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Srimati Radharani and Krishna are identical. The Sadini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna. And the same internal potency, the Ladini feature, has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction of the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Shri Krishna. Radharani's love for Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan, or appeared to leave, the gopis, the residents of Vrindavan, were feeling great sadness. First Krishna went to Mathura, their sadness increased. But then when he went and he left even Mathura and he went on to Dwarka, they even felt even more devastated by Krishna's disappearance. But Krishna said one thing before he left. He told the residents of Vrindavan, "I'll be back." And because of that, they had hope that someday Krishna would return. So every day it's mentioned that the residents of Vrindavan, at the end of the day, they would go to the edge of Vrindavan and just look to see if Krishna was returning. But Krishna wasn't coming back. So as time went on, the unhappiness of the residents of Vrindavan increased more and more. At one point, Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to teach Uddhava, because Uddhava was feeling somewhat very much special in his intimate relationship with Krishna. And Uddhava had practically just like Krishna. There wasn't much difference between Krishna and Uddhava in transcendental form. But Krishna wanted to teach and at the same time pacify the residents of Vrindavan. So he sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to learn about the love of the gopis. And at the same time give them assurance that Krishna had not forgotten them. So when Uddhava went, he was shocked to see. He felt that he had no love for Krishna after seeing the love of the residents of Vrindavan. They practically gave up everything, all eating, all sleeping, all their activities. All they could do was just wait and pray and think about Krishna, when will he return? And there's a famous statement that Krishna made. He said, "I will return." And because of that statement, Srimati Radharani describes her internal mood. She says, "Krishna, you're like a man who keeps animals, protector of animals, and you keep the animals in the house, but you lock the door in the house, and the house has become set on fire, and therefore the animals cannot get out, and therefore they're suffering in the blazing fire. In the same way, I'm suffering in the blazing fire of separation from you. And I want to get out of this suffering, but I can't because you've locked the door with the words, 'I will return.'" So that was Srimati Radharani's mood. That for her, there was no reason to even continue existing, but because Krishna said he will be back, that little spark of hope kept all the residents of Vrindavan alive. Otherwise, they could not live without the presence of Krishna. There's a beautiful pastime described in the presentation by His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj. In his latest book, Krishna Sangati, where he describes that in this deep separation of love, Radharani was, one day she was looking into the Jamuna, and into the Jamuna she saw some lotus flowers. And in her vision, she saw Krishna amongst the lotus flowers. And this increased her happiness. So she walked into the Jamuna, and she was walking. Lalita was also there. And she stayed and watched. And Radharani walked and walked into the water, and she continued to walk. and walked. Finally, the water was getting higher and higher and higher, and then pretty soon Radharani was below the water. And that was the last anyone saw of her. Lalita became alarmed. She ran and told the other gopis. And Radharani was gone. But this was actually a plan. It was a plan because Radharani had prayed to the sun god just before that, that please, I cannot live without Krishna. So the sun god arranged for the daughter of the sun god, which is Vishakha, which is also one of the internal, most intimate associates of Radharani. She's none different than the Jamuna River. And the sun god took Vishakha and Radharani to the sun planet. And she stayed there, and then she reappeared in Dwarka as Satyabhama. And actually, each of the principal queens, it's explained that all of the gopis, upon hearing Radharani's disappearance, all left their bodies and took up the bodies of the queens so they could go to Dwarka and associate with Krishna. But of course, it wasn't the same, because that mood of devotion of the residents of Vrindavan and then the queens of Dwarka are different. The residents of Vrindavan cannot love Krishna in the same way outside of Vrindavan. But it's described by the Acharyas that Radharani was so much feeling separation from Krishna that she actually reappeared as Satyabhama in the pastimes in Dwarka just to again to associate with Lord Shri Krishna. This is a wonderful pastime. In fact, all the residents of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and many of the cowherd boys, also came to Dwarka to see Krishna. And they wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. But Krishna still had his pastimes of purifying the world from all demoniac forces. So he gave assurance that he will return, and he told the residents to go back. They were unhappy. They didn't want to go back, but they left on Krishna's order. So the personification of love of God cannot be estimated by anyone. Even the great acharyas fall flat at the feet of the bhakti of the residents of Vrindavan, trying to describe even a small fragment of that love. And a personification of that love is Srimati Radharani. So as I mentioned in the beginning of my talk, that whatever love we have in our heart is simply a tiny drop, insignificant, tiny fraction of the love of Radharani has for Krishna. But that simple fraction of Radharani's love that is there within our heart is enough to completely satisfy our existence eternally. We have that love is pure and it's ecstatic and it's eternal. So we pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Please engage us in your service and in the service of your servants, so we can just taste a small drop of that love which is in our heart and make our life perfect. And upon tasting even a small fraction of that love, there's no returning to this material world of sense gratification. Returning in the sense that we can never again really find any satisfaction or any desire to try to enjoy this material world. So if we can beg for that little drop, our life will be complete. Then we can give up all the so-called ephemeral joys of this world, which are simply a product of the illusionary energy, simply presenting itself as something wonderful, but always leaving us disappointed, dissatisfied, and ultimately empty. So Bhakti Devi is Radharani, and she's very kind, she's very merciful, she is mother, and mother always cares about children. So when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we call out for our mother, Oh Radhe, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada says it's like a child crying for the mother, and we're crying for Srimati Radharani, who is the mother of all mothers. She is the goddess of all goddesses. She's the personification of bhakti. And if she bestows her mercy on us, then our spiritual life is successful, because then Krishna will have to give his mercy. Because if Radharani gives his mercy, Krishna has to. That is his promise. Okay, this is such an elevated topic for me to speak on. And I'm somewhat embarrassed, because it's way beyond my ability to speak on such glorious topics. So, any questions? Comments? Would anyone like to say anything in this regard? Yes, Anubhava. Yeah, I mean, because Krishna said, I will return. And therefore that promise kept the hope and the life of the residents of Vrindavan going. I mean, Krishna was away for 100 years. He returned in different ways. He returned in a bumblebee. He sent Uddhava. He also came back one other time. But practically he was, for that 100 years, he was away from Vrindavan. Therefore, when Uddhava saw Mother Yasoda and Srimati Radharani was practically on the verge of death, Mother Yasoda, her face was just, there were tracks in her cheeks of crying tears. She was constantly crying. And Vrindavan became a place, it says, it describes, all the joy was gone. So that promise that Krishna made, that I will return, kept the hope of the residents of Vrindavan alive. And when he didn't, it just increased their unhappiness. That's why they actually left. They actually went to see Krishna in Dwarka, and they also came to Kurukshetra later on. And when Radharani came to Kurukshetra, she was happy, but at the same time, not completely satisfied. She wanted again to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. And again, share their intimate pastimes. Because Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She's the personification of the love of Vrindavan. Now, why did Krishna stay away so long? Why did he break the hearts of his devotees? He did that in other leelas. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he broke the heart of his intimate devotees, Mother Yasoda, Vishnu Priya. Many of his intimate associates couldn't bear to see Lord Chaitanya take sannyas. But, and also as Lord Ramachandra, after Sita was returned and they were back in Ayodhya, when Lord Ramachandra's character was somewhat taken into, you know, contention, because he was criticized for taking Sita back, having her been with another person, he sent her away to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. And it broke his heart, and it broke her heart, broke Lakshman's heart, broke everyone's heart. But he did it. In each of the cases we see, it seems like he has a mission. And he keeps the principles of his mission. But at the same time, he performs his transcendental wonderful pastimes with his devotees. So he does simultaneously. So in order to preach, to spread Krishna consciousness from the position of a sannyasi, he had to break the hearts of his devotees. Krishna left Vrindavan on the request of Akrura. And that was his mission, to purify the world from all these demons. He broke the heart of his devotees. But again, in that heartbreaking mood, it only increases their love. Because separation and meeting are two sides of the essence of bhakti. In fact, meeting becomes even sweeter when separation is there. Right? Even in this world, when we love someone, you know, sometimes when we stay together long enough, we get a little too familiar with each other, even though there's some love and affection there. And then when they go away, after a while, we start to miss them. And we think about them. Then when they come back, the joy of the return of the meeting of the beloved is so, it's wonderful. It brings satisfaction and happiness to the hearts of both. So in the same way, this loving mood that Krishna creates through the mood of separation just increases the loving relationship between the Lord and his devotees. This is transcendental love. Krishna is accused of being cruel, but he's not. Any other comments or questions? Radhanath Maharaj, would you? Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. Maharaj, would you like to correct some of my mistakes? Any other questions? Comments? About ready to begin yet for the bathing ceremony soon? Okay. So, please eagerly, enthusiastically, with all your heart, take part in this bathing ceremony. When you pour the substances over the Lord, you're actually pouring the love of your heart in the form of those substances. If you meditate on that while you're doing the bathing ceremony, then you will start to experience the wonderfulness of this ceremony. You'll get a small fraction of the glory of offering these wonderful substances in the form of our love in the form of these wonderful substances. So thank you very much. Srimati Radharani Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, hey, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jabiyare, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varanare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varanare. Yasoda Nandan Vraja Jara Ranjana Yasoda Nandan Vraja Jara Ranjana Yamuna Tira Pachare Yamuna Tira Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe
Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani. Show.
Krishna Hare Hare Hari Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shama Sundara Ke Vishirada Vraja Sundara Ke Vishirada Raman Ke Vishirada Govinda Ke Vishirada Madam Mohan Ke Vishirada Gopinath Ke Vishirada Gopulananda Ke Gaur Premanandi
ti accorgi subito se sbaglio.
Om Agyana Timarandhyasya Ganajana Shalakaya Chakshurun Viditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyaye Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So as His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj said very rightly, and I also heard His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj say the same thing last year, year before, it's the most difficult day to be able to speak. They, of course, are very much qualified to speak, but this is the day that's the mother of all devotion, the goal of everything that we're doing, the goal of all of our practices.
Oops. Allora Maharaj ha detto prima, anche Radhanath Maharaj l'aveva detto l'anno scorso, che il giorno più difficile in cui parlare è il giorno della madre di tutta la devozione.
The goal of everything which we're striving for.
Lo scopo per cui ogni cosa ci sforziamo.
Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Day, Prabhupada writes in the dedication of his work, the Krishna book.
Il padre di Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Mohan Day, di cui Srila Prabhupada scrive la sua dedica nel libro di Krishna.
Prabhupada says, my father, he was a pure devotee.
Prabhupada disse, mio padre era un puro devoto.
And he would always pray for me that I would become a devotee of Srimati Radharani.
E pregava sempre che io diventassi un devoto di Srimati Radharani.
So our goal is to follow in the footsteps, it's mentioned in all the Shastra, that the goal is to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan.
Il nostro scopo, come menzionato in tutti gli Shastra, è quello di seguire nelle orme dei residenti di Vrindavan.
And the resident of Vrindavan, who's most dear to Krishna that we know, is Srila Prabhupada.
E i residenti di Vrindavana sono molto i più cari a Krishna, come noi sappiamo e come dice Srila Prabhupada.
No, who we personally know, that we have access to, who we know.
Noi personalmente sappiamo.
Quello che conosciamo noi è Srila Prabhupada.
Quello che conosciamo è quello che ci ha detto Srila Prabhupada.
Who we know is Srila Prabhupada.
Lui sa, Srila Prabhupada.
Anyway. The most difficult is when you speak but you understand what the translator is saying, then you really make him suffer.
There are so many others that don't understand.
Is that?
Now we don't have correction.
I gave a class in Russia sometimes, and you don't understand one word they're saying, so they could be saying anything, and you just go on.
Delle lezioni a Vraja?
Russia.
In Russia, praticamente lì la traduzione non capiva assolutamente niente, quindi andava tutto bene.
But unfortunately I understand every little mistake.
E invece qui anche qualche piccolo errore si sente.
So as Mara said, it's very difficult to speak, but I will take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and read from Srila Prabhupada's one of his first works, his first writings in the Western countries.
Quindi io non penso di essere qualificato a parlare, però prendo rifugio in Srila Prabhupada e in quello che è stata la sua prima opera, il suo primo scritto in Occidente.
We know, of course, he wrote first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam he brought with him, but as he arrived in the West, he began writing this book, The Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Sappiamo che Srila Prabhupada aveva già scritto i primi tre volumi dello Srimad Bhagavatam, l'aveva portato in Occidente, ma quando è venuto in Occidente ha cominciato a scrivere gli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya.
It came out before the Krishna book, before Nectar of Devotion, before the Bhagavad Gita.
E questo è stato pubblicato prima del libro di Krishna, prima del Nettare della Devozione, prima della Bhagavad Gita.
And of course these topics, they might be considered very elevated, most elevated topics.
E questi argomenti possono essere considerati molto molto elevati.
But it's very interesting to see that Srila Prabhupada included all of this information in this one book.
Però è interessante vedere come Srila Prabhupada incluse tutte queste informazioni in questo libro.
Very beginning of the movement. Very beginning of our movement.
Proprio all'inizio, proprio al primissimo inizio del nostro movimento.
Prabhupada wanted to give us, he gave us everything.
Prabhupada voleva darci tutto.
Sometimes we think, or some people say that we, and Prabhupada also indicates that we should read the books of the six Goswamis.
I devoti a volte pensano che Srila Prabhupada ci ha indicato i libri dei sei Goswami.
But sometimes devotees they think they haven't gone deeply into the books of Srila Prabhupada and they think they have to immediately go to find this information in so many other places.
Ma i devoti pensano che non devono studiare approfonditamente i libri di Srila Prabhupada e andare a trovare questi argomenti in altre opere.
But you'll see here that Prabhupada, he quotes all of these most elevated works of the Goswamis.
Però possiamo vedere che Srila Prabhupada cita tutti questi elevati argomenti, opere dei sei Goswami.
In this very first book of ISKCON, practically, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
In questo primissimo libro dell'ISKCON, gli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya.
So we're reading from the second to last chapter of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya called The Supreme Perfection.
Quindi leggiamo dal capitolo intitolato La Perfezione Suprema degli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya, l'ultimo capitolo.
Where it begins Ramananda Roy.
In seguito Ramananda Roy.
Ha cominciato a spiegare Radharani. Ramananda Roy then began to explain Radharani as the supreme emblem of Krishna's pleasure potency. Radharani expands herself in different forms, known as Lalita, Vishakha, and her other confidential associates.
In seguito, Ramananda Roy cominciò a parlare di Radharani come del supremo simbolo della potenza di piacere di Krishna. Radharani si espande in differenti forme, conosciute come Lalita, Vishakha e le altre sue compagne confidenziali.
In his book Ujjval Nilamani, Rupa Goswami explains the characteristics of Srimati Radharani. He points out that the body of Radharani is in itself an actual evolution of transcendental pleasure.
Nel suo libro Ujjvala Nilamani, Srila Rupa Goswami spiega le caratteristiche di Srimati Radharani. Egli precisa che il corpo di Radharani è in sé stesso la reale evoluzione del piacere trascendentale.
That body is decorated with flowers and fragrant aromas and is complete with transcendental love for Krishna.
Il suo corpo è ornato di fiori e di profumi e si completa con l'amore trascendentale per Krishna.
That is the personification of his pleasure potency.
Questa è la personificazione della suprema potenza di piacere di Krishna.
As Maharaj explained previously this morning, Srimati Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, or the potency of pleasure of Sri Krishna.
Come ha spiegato Chandramouli Maharaj stamattina, Radharani è Ladini Shakti, la potenza di piacere di Krishna.
Krishna is one, God is one, but he divides in two to expand his pleasure potency.
Dio è uno, ma si divide in due e si espande nella sua potenza di piacere.
And these things are all described in these works of the six Goswamis, but Srila Prabhupada has given the essence of all of these works, especially in this book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Tutti questi argomenti sono trattati nei libri dei sei Goswami, ma Srila Prabhupada ci dà un'essenza di tutti questi libri, specialmente in questo libro e nella Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So we're striving for selfless, unconditional, pure devotional service.
Quindi noi ci stiamo sforzando per ottenere un servizio devozionale privo di egoismo e puro.
And the Srimati Radharani is the personification of that pleasure potency, of that pure unalloyed devotion for Krishna.
E Srimati Radharani è la personificazione di quella pura devozione ed è la potenza di piacere del Signore.
That transcendental body takes bath three times, first in the water of mercy, second in the water of youthful beauty, and third in the water of youthful luster. After taking bath three times in that way, her body is covered with shining garments and decorated with Krishna's personal beauty, which is compared to cosmetics. Thus her beauty constitutes the highest artistry. Her body is also decorated with the ornaments of spiritual ecstasy, trembling, tears, petrification, perspiration, choking, cessation of all bodily functions due to transcendental pleasure, stumbling, high blood pressure and madness.
Questo corpo trascendentale si bagna tre volte, dapprima nell'acqua della misericordia, poi nell'acqua della giovinezza. Dopo essersi bagnato in queste tre acque, il suo corpo si riveste di abiti splendenti e si orna della bellezza personale di Krishna, che è paragonata a un cosmetico. Così la sua bellezza costituisce la più grande opera d'arte. Il corpo di Radharani è arricchito inoltre con gli ornamenti dell'estasi spirituale. Tremiti, lacrime, sbigottimento, traspirazione, soffocamento e cessazione di tutte le funzioni fisiche a causa del piacere trascendentale, esitazione, alta pressione sanguigna e pazzia.
The decorative transcendental pleasure potency manifests nine symptoms. Five of these are manifested by the expansion of her personal beauty, which is adorned with garlands of flowers. Her patient calmness is compared with a covering of cloths which have been cleansed by camphor. Her confidential agony for Krishna is the knot in her hair, and the mark of tilak on her forehead is her fortune.
La potenza decorativa del piacere trascendentale manifesta nuove caratteristiche. Cinque di esse si manifestano con l'espansione della sua bellezza, adornata con ghirlande di fiori. La sua calma paziente è paragonata a una copertura di tessuto purificata dalla canfora.
This is actually the most beautiful poetry, this comparison of Srimati Radharani's personality and her decorations, and how all of them, it's all personification of love for Krishna. There's no other interest, no other sideline, no other. It's all completely, exclusively, what will give the greatest pleasure to Krishna.
Questa è una alta opera di poesia, quello di paragonare le qualità trascendentali di Radharani con i suoi ornamenti e come tutto quello che riguarda Radharani è inteso solo per il piacere di Krishna, non c'è altro interesse in lei.
And we'll see in our conditioned stage, often many of us maybe have read these things, passing our eyes over them and read them, and in our conditioned stage maybe we don't experience or realize very much, and it seems way beyond our comprehension.
Nel nostro stato condizionato è molto difficile capire queste cose. A volte abbiamo lette, ma abbiamo capito che sono al di là della nostra portata.
But Srila Prabhupada has put them here in the complete explanation of Krishna consciousness from the beginning to the end.
Ma Srila Prabhupada mette qui una completa spiegazione della coscienza di Krishna dall'inizio alla fine.
So as we become purified, following the process of Krishna consciousness regularly, daily, improving our chanting, improving our devotional service, gradually these things will become more and more apparent
man mano
and
che
revealed to us.
Diventiamo purificati attraverso il processo della coscienza di Krishna, giornalmente migliorando il nostro canto, migliorando la nostra attitudine, queste cose gradualmente ci diventeranno più chiare.
But we should know that it's all there. Srila Prabhupada has given all of it in the perfect form.
Ma dobbiamo sapere che è tutto lì e Srila Prabhupada ce l'ha dato in una forma perfetta.
It won't be revealed more easily somewhere else. Actually, Prabhupada will reveal it in the right time.
Non è che ce lo rivelerà qualcun altro, Srila Prabhupada ce lo rivelerà al momento appropriato.
This darkness might be compared to ointment used by nature when nature jokes with Radha and Krishna. Radharani's smile is just like the taste of camphor. The garland of separation moves on her body when she lies down on the bed of pride within the room of aroma. Out of ecstatic affection for Krishna, her breast is covered by the blouse of anger. Reputed as the best of all Krishna's girlfriends, she plays a stringed instrument. When Krishna stands in his youthful posture, she puts her hand on his shoulder. Although she possesses so many transcendental qualities, she is always engaged in the service of Krishna.
Il suo intimo spasimo per Krishna è il fermaglio dei suoi capelli, è il segno di Tilak sulla sua fronte e la sua fortuna. L'udito di Radharani è sempre fisso sul nome e sulla fama di Krishna. Masticando noci di betel, le labbra di Radharani diventano rosse e similmente i contorni dei suoi occhi sono neri a causa del suo profondo attaccamento a Krishna. Questo nero può essere paragonato all'inguento che la natura usa per giocare con Radha e Krishna. Il sorriso di Radharani è proprio come l'aroma della canfora. La ghirlanda della separazione si muove sul suo corpo quando si stende sul letto dell'orgoglio nella stanza del profumo. Nell'estasi dell'affetto per Krishna, il suo seno si copre col corpetto della collera. È famosa come la migliore tra tutte le amiche di Krishna e suona uno strumento a corde. Quando Krishna sta nella sua posizione di giovinezza, lei gli mette una mano sulla spalla. Benché possieda tante qualità trascendentali, Radharani è sempre impegnata nel servizio a Krishna.
In other words, she uses all of her qualities just to give pleasure to Krishna.
In altre parole, lei semplicemente usa tutte le sue qualità solo per dare piacere a Krishna.
Each of us has some particular qualities.
Ognuno di noi possiede qualche particolare qualità.
Sometimes we use some of them for Krishna's pleasure.
A volte ne usiamo qualcuna per il piacere di Krishna.
And sometimes we use some of them for our own sense gratification.
E a volte usiamo qualche altra per la nostra gratificazione dei sensi.
But the specific quality of Srimati Radharani is that every single quality, and she has the most of all qualities, she's never ever for one moment or one second thinking how to use them for her own pleasure, but it's exclusively 100% only for the pleasure of Krishna.
Ma la caratteristica di Radharani è che possiede tutte le qualità al massimo grado e lei non pensa neanche per un solo secondo di poter impegnare e usare qualcuna delle sue qualità per il proprio piacere, ma usare sempre tutto per il piacere di Krishna.
Generally ladies like to decorate themselves, but it's generally for the purpose of attracting the opposite sex for getting their own sense gratification.
Le donne normalmente si decorano per attrarre il sesso opposto per il proprio piacere.
To gratify their own
sense. Per gratificare i propri sensi.
But Srimati Radharani and her expansions, they are also decorating themselves, but in the most beautiful way, as we've read here.
Ma Srimati Radharani e le sue espansioni, anche loro si decorano nel modo più meraviglioso.
But it's only to give pleasure to Krishna.
Ma è solo per dare piacere a Krishna, non c'è gratificazione dei sensi.
As Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Srimati Radharani prayed, that whether you pick me up and embrace me or you kick me away and make me broken hearted, whatever is giving you pleasure, that's
come il Signore Chaitanya prega nel sentimento di Srimati Radharani, che tu mi schiacci nel tuo abbraccio o che mi scacci via, qualunque cosa ti faccia piacere, io sono soddisfatto.
However you want to engage me or use me for your pleasure, I'm...
Se tu mi vuoi impegnare per il tuo piacere, io sono pronto.
Even when Srimati Radharani appears to be angry and refuses to see Krishna, that's also simply for his pleasure.
Anche quando Srimati Radharani appare incollerita e rifiuta Krishna, anche in questo caso è solo per il piacere di Krishna.
So we just read the other day, we were reading in the second canto, at the end of the seventh chapter of the second canto, that actually to hear the pastimes of Krishna in his expansion as Purushavatar is meant for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls relish the same, should relish the same pleasure in hearing about Krishna in contact with the material energy as the liberated souls relish hearing about Krishna in his Rasa Lila.
Nel settimo capitolo del secondo canto dello Srimad Bhagavatam stavamo leggendo l'altro giorno delle espansioni di Purushavatara. È spiegato che le anime condizionate devono provare piacere nel pensare a Krishna in contatto con la natura materiale, nello stesso modo come le anime liberate gustano nell'ascoltare della danza rasa.
Prabhupada says there actually that the pastimes of Krishna in contact with material energy are for the conditioned souls, whereas the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna Lila, they are for the liberated souls.
E Srila Prabhupada spiega che i passatempi di Krishna in contatto con la natura materiale sono per le anime condizionate, mentre i passatempi di Krishna Vrindavana, la Rasa Lila, sono per le anime liberate.
So Prabhupada has given all from Purushavatar to Radha Krishna Lila, he's given all of it in his books.
E Srila Prabhupada ci dà tutto nei suoi libri, dai Purushavatara fino alla Rasa Lila.
So today maybe we'll be hearing of Radha and Krishna, but one must understand that actually to enter in and to actually understand that beyond our material tendency, one has to be actually free of all material desire. One has to actually be completely purified of material desire.
Quindi adesso noi stiamo leggendo dei passatempi di Radha e Krishna, ma dobbiamo capire che per veramente comprendere questi passatempi dobbiamo essere liberi dai nostri condizionamenti e andare sullo stadio liberato.
One cannot artificially, Prabhupada emphasizes so many times throughout his books, one cannot artificially jump up to try to break his way or enter into this transcendental dimension of...
Srila Prabhupada l'ha detto molte volte nei suoi libri, non si può saltare e andare direttamente a questi divertimenti trascendentali.
So Prabhupada gives in certain places in his books, especially in the end of certain works, little bits of information about this.
Srila Prabhupada nei suoi libri ci dà qualche piccolo informazione di questi
But he dedicates tremendous amount of volumes of transcendental science.
Ma ci sono volumi di scienza trascendentale.
Prabhupada dedicates volumes and volumes of writing to transcendentally scientifically understanding Krishna's position in relation with this material world, our position in relation to Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ha scritto molti libri, molta letteratura per chiarire la posizione di Krishna in relazione al mondo materiale, la nostra relazione in relazione a Krishna.
So this is the greatest emphasis is on this, seeing as how we are conditioned souls, at least most of us.
Quindi ha dato questa grande enfasi per noi che siamo anime condizionate.
But as we follow the process of Krishna consciousness, as we follow strictly, carefully, day by day, year after year, this process, we will become purified of material conditioning.
Ma se noi seguiamo questo processo per la coscienza di Krishna giorno dopo giorno, allora noi diventiamo purificati.
Since some people even say that no one will arrive there, only Prabhupada was perfect, none of us can become perfect.
Qualcuno afferma che solo Srila Prabhupada era perfetto e che nessuno di noi potrà mai diventare perfetto.
But Prabhupada gave us a process for purification to arrive to the final perfection of.
Ma Srila Prabhupada ci ha dato questo processo per la purificazione, per arrivare alla perfezione finale.
So somebody is practicing it carefully and fully and will achieve perfection.
Quindi se qualcuno pratica accuratamente, allora raggiungerà la perfezione.
And they'll be able to enter into and understand and realize what Prabhupada is explaining about Srimati Radharani and her relationship with Krishna.
E quindi sarà, una volta purificate, saremo in grado di capire le relazioni che Srila Prabhupada spiega tra Radharani e Krishna.
But at the same time Prabhupada said to read all of his books. He didn't say just read one part. He said read all of my books.
Allo stesso tempo Srila Prabhupada ha detto di leggere tutti i suoi libri, non ha detto semplicemente leggete una parte.
And the Nectar Devotion, which speaks quite a lot about these things, Rasa Tattva, Prabhupada said to read it when it first arrived. He said read it once, and then if you have any question, you read it again. If you have any question, read it. He said read at least 7 times.
Il Nettara della Devozione, che tratta di questi argomenti del Rasa Tattva, Srila Prabhupada ha detto di leggerlo appena arrivati, e se avete domande leggetelo ancora fino a 7 volte.
At least 7 times.
Almeno 7 volte.
And so we may not understand, we may not actually realize these descriptions. I've read these descriptions many times, I still don't realize practically anything about them. About Srimati Radharani's this comparison between Srimati Radharani and her bodily complexion and her bodily aroma. It's a very beautiful poetry, but I personally can say I don't realize practically anything.
Ci sono questi argomenti che li abbiamo letti molte volte. Io personalmente li leggo, ma non riesco a realizzarli. Realizzare queste, le vedo come una poesia, ma non realizzo realmente.
But gradually it becomes sweeter and sweeter. Gradually, if you read it again every year, if you read it again, as we go on following the process, it becomes little by little sweeter and sweeter. The jaundice-like condition, or our jaundice-like condition, will gradually, taking this sweet sugar, the sugar will turn from bitter to sweet again.
Man mano che leggiamo, ci purifichiamo, l'argomento diventa sempre più dolce, e la nostra itterizia gradualmente diminuisce, come diminuisce l'itterizia materiale prendendo un po' di zucchero per volta.
But we can be sure that Prabhupada has given exactly the right type of medicine, exactly the perfect type of dose of medicine, that if we take it regularly, year after year, we will be guaranteed to have the perfect result of becoming completely free from all conditioning.
Ma dobbiamo essere sicuri che Srila Prabhupada ci ha dato.
We are sure.
Siamo sicuri che Srila Prabhupada ci ha dato la medicina giusta nella dose giusta, e che se la prendiamo così come lui ce l'ha data, raggiungeremo la perfezione, il successo.
He's citing Ujjvala Nilamani, Govinda Lilamrita, which are considered the works that I think Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, what did he say? That he could print one copy? Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him he could print one copy just for himself or something like that. They're the most elevated books of all.
C'è l'Ujjvala Nilamani e quell'altro testo sono i più elevati, e Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura aveva detto a Srila Bhaktisiddhanta di stamparne solo una copia solo per lui stesso.
They're not meant in our line to be just for public distribution.
Quindi significa che questi non devono essere stampati per una distribuzione pubblica.
But Prabhupada was so miraculous, so amazing, that in the Krishna book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, he's taken all of these works, the most they're cited many times in these 3 books in particular, and he's taken all of the essence of these works and given it in exactly the perfect dose, the perfect form, that all conditioned souls throughout the whole world, the whole planet, they can benefit from them and get, instead of getting the poison of sahajiya, trying to jump it and take it, you'll get exactly the perfect dose and get the perfect effect.
Srila Prabhupada ha sintetizzato e ha preso questi passatempi, specialmente in queste 3 opere, che sono il Nettara della Devozione, e la Chaitanya Charitamrita, e gli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya, e il libro di Krishna, e ha preso solo una parte che noi potessimo digerire per il beneficio dell'umanità intera, invece di darne una quantità che ci avrebbe portato al livello di saggia.
And others, they may be giving this out freely, the whole thing, but it's just like if you walked into the drugstore and start taking all the medicine out. This is medicine's good for you; it cures disease. Then they start taking all the medicine out and just throwing it out into the public, distributing it freely, without any discrimination to anyone and everyone. What would happen? You would have the hospital full the next day.
Come se
ambulances driving around everywhere with everybody.
È come se una persona andasse in una farmacia e dicesse: questa medicina è buona per te, si prende tutte le medicine e le prende, poi il giorno dopo tutti gli ospedali saranno pieni di queste persone che hanno preso troppe medicine e hanno preso le medicine sbagliate, la dose sbagliata, il momento sbagliato.
But Prabhupada has given, he's the perfect doctor, the perfect empowered acharya to give the full medicine. And he hasn't left out anything. It's Govinda Lilamita. That's considered, Ujjvala considered the top. There's nothing more intimate, more elevated, more higher topics than you can, that exist. And Prabhupada has given it in the perfect form. And it won't hurt anybody. It will give the right medicine at the right time to the right person.
Ma Srila Prabhupada ci ha dato praticamente tutto, perché questi argomenti trattati nell'Ujjvala Lilamrita, nella Govinda Lilamrita, sono i più elevati, ma ce l'ha dati in una misura giusta, per la persona giusta e nel momento giusto.
So, I'll read one more part here.
Verse 16.
This is a little bit ahead. Begins, Ramananda Roy then began to relate the confidential and transcendental activities of Radha and Krishna. Okay. Ramananda Roy then began to relate the confidential and transcendental activities of Radha and Krishna. These activities cannot be understood in the emotional relationship with the Supreme Lord as master and servant, friend and friend, or parent and son.
A questo punto, Ramananda Roy cominciò a parlare delle attività confidenziali e trascendentali di Radha e Krishna, attività che non possono essere comprese nella relazione emozionale col Signore Supremo come servitore e maestro, come amico e amico o come genitore e figlio.
This confidential subject matter can be understood only in the association of the damsels of Braj, for the confidential activities have arisen from the feelings and emotions of those damsels.
Questo argomento confidenziale può essere compreso soltanto in compagnia delle ragazze di Vraja, perché le attività confidenziali hanno origine dai sentimenti e dalle emozioni di queste ragazze.
Without the association of the damsels of Braj, one cannot nourish or cherish such transcendental understanding. In other words, these confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna have expanded through the mercy of the damsels. Without their mercy, they cannot be understood. One has to follow in the footsteps of the damsels of Braj in order to understand.
Senza la compagnia delle ragazze di Vraja non è possibile nutrire o favorire tale comprensione trascendentale. In altre parole, questi divertimenti confidenziali di Radha e Krishna si sono espansi grazie alla misericordia di queste ragazze. Senza la loro misericordia non c'è possibilità di comprenderli. Bisogna dunque seguire le orme delle ragazze di Vraja per poterli comprendere.
I can remember that one devotee, Yamuna Devi, when she read the Nectar of Devotion that said basically this same thing, same point was being made.
Una devota una volta, si tratta di Yamuna Devi, quando per la prima volta lesse questi argomenti nel Nectar della Devozione, che sono praticamente uguali.
But then she asked Prabhupada that what does it mean? What resident of Vrindavan should we follow?
Chiese a Srila Prabhupada qual è il significato di queste affermazioni. Quali residente di Vrindavan dobbiamo seguire?
But aren't you a resident of Vrindavan?
Sei tu un residente di Vrindavana?
Prabhupada said yes.
Prabhupada disse sì.
So we can follow. So she said, so we can follow you. Say yes.
Allora disse, allora possiamo seguire te. E lui disse sì.
In other words, you don't have to speculate. Maybe I'd like to follow this one or that one I read about. But Srila Prabhupada, he's a resident of Vrindavan. He's the most intimate resident of Vrindavan.
Quindi non c'è bisogno di speculare su questo o quell'altro abitante di Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada è l'abitante di Vrindavan pienamente.
And Prabhupada is explaining this personally.
E Srila Prabhupada spiega queste.
He's personally explaining these
spiega
points.
Personalmente nei suoi libri.
So when one is actually situated in that understanding, he becomes eligible to enter into the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. There is no alternative to understand their confidential pastimes. This is confirmed in Govinda Lilamrita 10.17. Although manifest, happy, expanded and unlimited, the emotional exchanges between Radha and Krishna can only be understood by the damsels of Raj or by their followers. Just as no one can understand the expansion of the spiritual energy of the Supreme Lord without His causeless mercy, no one can understand the transcendental sex life between Radha and Krishna without following in the footsteps of the damsels of Raj.
Chi ha veramente raggiunto questo livello di comprensione? No, era qui.
When one is at, sì, sì, giusto.
Sì. Diventa degno di entrare nei divertimenti confidenziali di Radha e Krishna. Non c'è alternativa per comprendere i loro divertimenti confidenziali, come è confermato nella Govinda Lilamrita 10.17. Benché siano manifesti, felici, vasti e illimitati, gli scambi emozionali tra Radha e Krishna possono essere compresi soltanto dalle ragazze di Vraja e dai loro seguaci. Proprio come nessuno può comprendere l'espansione dell'energia spirituale del Signore senza la sua misericordia incondizionata, così nessuno può capire gli amori trascendentali tra Radha e Krishna senza seguire le orme delle ragazze di Vraja.
Everyone's running around trying to find out about these things. Prabhupada explained these things 40 years ago. Almost 40 years ago now.
Per chi va a cercare questi argomenti, Srila Prabhupada li ha spiegati 40 anni fa.
Now we'll see even the more what they say is very exclusive, special knowledge. Prabhupada is writing it all right here.
Adesso cercano un'esclusiva e speciale conoscenza che Srila Prabhupada l'ha già data.
The personal associates of Radharani are called Sakis and their near assistants are called Manjaris. It is very difficult to express their dealings with Krishna because they have no desire to mix with Krishna or to enjoy Him personally. Rather, they are always ready to help Radharani associate with Krishna. Their affection for Krishna and Radharani is so pure that they are simply satisfied when Radha and Krishna are together. Indeed, their transcendental pleasure is in seeing Radha and Krishna united.
Le compagne personali di Radharani sono dette Sakhi. E le sue assistenti più intime sono dette Manjari. È molto difficile esprimere i loro rapporti con Krishna, perché esse non hanno il desiderio di unirsi a Krishna o di godere personalmente di lui. Piuttosto, sono sempre pronte a favorire gli incontri di Radharani con Krishna. Il loro affetto per Radha e Krishna è così puro che esse si sentono completamente soddisfatte soltanto quando Radha e Krishna sono insieme.
But as I mentioned before, we can really appreciate this. Sometimes it's due to our impatience. We want to jump to find out these things. But Prabhupada gave the systematic method of reading the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to be able to fully appreciate and understand this. Or even just reading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which Prabhupada takes the essence from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangali takes the essence of the philosophical arguments explained there and brings us up to this final information.
Quindi, come abbiamo detto prima, noi vogliamo saltare a questi argomenti e questo è dovuto alla nostra impazienza, ma Srila Prabhupada ha dato il processo giusto di leggere i primi 10 canti dello Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prime
9 canti dello Srimad Bhagavatam per arrivare poi a questi passatempi, questi argomenti che sono contenuti, sintetizzati molto bene in questo libro, gli insegnamenti del Signore Chaitanya, che prende gli aspetti filosofici della Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata e della Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Prabhupada explains in the beginning of Nectar Devotion that actually we are following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami.
E Srila Prabhupada spiega all'inizio del Nectar della Devozione che noi stiamo seguendo nelle orme di Rupa Goswami.
That as followers in this movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we are followers of, following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, and therefore we are called Rupanugas. It says right in the beginning of Nectar Devotion.
Questo movimento per la coscienza di Krishna, noi siamo considerati seguaci di Rupa Goswami, quindi siamo Rupanuga, dobbiamo seguire nelle sue orme, e questo è spiegato proprio all'inizio del Nettara della Devozione.
And this mood of Rupa Manjari, Srila Rupa Goswami, is in Krishna's pastimes, as we know, the first assistant of Srimati Radharani, as Manjari, in her form of Manjari.
Questo è il sentimento delle assistenti di Radharani, delle Manjari, perché Rupa Goswami è Rupa, nel divertimento di Krishna è Rupa Manjari, il primo assistente di Radharani.
And so this is, and Prabhupada said that we're supposed to follow in his footsteps, so this is what we're supposed to be following, this mood of self, completely selfless love and service.
Quindi noi dobbiamo seguire, come Srila Prabhupada ci ha chiesto, questo sentimento di completamente privo di ogni egoismo.
Because they simply want to see how Srimati Radharani can be united with Krishna, so therefore, and then, not that they want to be united with Krishna, they want to see Srimati Radharani united with Krishna because she'll give the most pleasure to Krishna.
Perché le Manjari desiderano semplicemente che Radharani si unisca con Krishna, perché non hanno un desiderio di unirsi loro con Krishna, perché sanno che lei è quella che può dare più piacere a Krishna, Srimati Radharani.
The actual form of Radharani is just like a creeper embracing the tree of Krishna, and the damsels of Braj, the associates of Radharani, are just like the leaves and flowers of that creeper. When a creeper embraces a tree, the leaves and flowers as well as the creeper automatically embrace it. Govinda Lilamrita 10.16 confirms that Radharani is the expansion of the pleasure potency of Krishna and is compared with a creeper, and her associates, the damsels of Braj, are compared to the flowers and leaves of that creeper. When Radharani and Krishna enjoy themselves, the damsels of Braj relish the pleasure more than Radharani herself.
La vera forma di Radharani è del tutto simile a un rampicante che abbraccia l'albero di Krishna. E le ragazze di Vraja, le compagne di Radharani, sono come foglie, le foglie e i fiori di quel rampicante. Quando un rampicante si avvince a un albero, in quell'abbraccio sono comprese anche le sue foglie e le sue corolle. La Govinda Lilamrita 10.16 conferma che Radharani è l'espansione della potenza di piacere di Krishna ed è paragonata a una liana rampicante, mentre le sue compagne, le ragazze di Vraja, sono paragonate alle foglie e ai fiori del rampicante. Quando Radharani e Krishna si divertono insieme, le ragazze di Vraja ne traggono un piacere che è superiore a quello della stessa Radharani.
And this is the essence of the service mood.
E questa è l'essenza del sentimento di servizio.
That we don't want to put ourselves forward, we want to push forward everyone else towards Krishna.
Che noi non vogliamo spingere per noi stessi, ma vogliamo spingere ogni altro verso Krishna.
We want to bring everyone else to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
Vogliamo portare ogni altro ai piedi di loto di Radha e Krishna.
At the greatest pleasure, this mood of the assistance of the gopis, these manjaris, that's actually the most, if you actually meditate on it and study what Prabhupada is saying, it's the most selfless pure sentiment of all.
Questo sentimento delle gopi, dell'assistente delle gopi che ce la Prabhupada descrive, è il più disinteressato che, se ci pensiamo bene, si possa trovare.
And Prabhupada even says that they actually they're getting more pleasure than Radharani herself.
E Srila Prabhupada dice addirittura che loro provano più piacere di Radharani stessa.
To see her enjoying with Krishna.
nel vedere lei che gode con Krishna.
So that's the essence of our, that's what His Holiness Radhanatha Maharaj is always preaching about.
E questa è l'essenza di cui Sua Santità Radhana Swami sta sempre predicando.
To be the servant of the servant of the servant, try to assist others in going towards Krishna.
Essere il servitore del servitore del servitore e assistere gli altri ad andare verso Krishna.
That's the whole mood of Srimati Radharani and her most intimate and dear associates.
E questo è il sentimento intimo di Radharani e delle sue intime associate.
Now we'll read the next one to see how Srimati Radharani, she's trying to push everyone, all of her assistants towards Krishna.
E adesso vedremo come successivamente Srimati Radharani spinge ogni altro verso Krishna.
Although the associates of Radharani do not expect any personal attention from Krishna, Radharani is so pleased with them that she arranges individual meetings between Krishna and the damsels of Braj. Indeed, Radharani tries to combine or unite her associates with Krishna by many transcendental maneuvers, and she takes more pleasure in these meetings than in her own meetings with him. When Krishna sees that both Radharani and her associates are pleased by his association, he becomes more satisfied. Such association and loving reciprocation have nothing to do with material lust, although it resembles the material union between man and woman.
Benché le compagne di Radharani non si aspettino attenzioni particolari da Krishna, Radharani è così contenta di loro che organizza incontri individuali tra Krishna e le ragazze di Vraja. Radharani si serve di manovre trascendentali per combinare incontri o unire Krishna alle sue compagne e trae da questi incontri un piacere maggiore di quello che proverebbe incontrando Krishna personalmente. Quando Krishna vede Radharani e le sue compagne soddisfatta dalla sua compagnia, si sente ancora più soddisfatto. Questa compagnia e questi scambi d'amore non hanno nulla a che vedere con la lussuria materiale, benché assomigliano all'unione materiale tra un uomo e una donna.
It is only because that similarity is there that such reciprocation is sometimes called in transcendental language transcendental lust.
È soltanto a causa di questa somiglianza che tali scambi sono talvolta definiti nel linguaggio trascendentale lussuria trascendentale.
As explained in Gautamiya Tantra, lust means attachment to one's personal sense gratification, but as far as Radharani and her associates are concerned, they did not desire personal sense gratification. They only wanted to satisfy Krishna.
Come è spiegato nella Gautamiya Tantra, lussuria significa attaccamento alla propria gratificazione dei sensi. Per quanto riguarda Radharani e le sue compagne, esse non aspiravano a un piacere personale, volevano soltanto soddisfare Krishna.
So this is the essence of the mood of Srimati Radharani. We see this is the spiritual world. The spiritual world, everyone is trying to give pleasure to Krishna, to bring others to Krishna. Krishna is trying to give pleasure to his devotees. Srimati Radharani is giving the most pleasure to Krishna. She's trying to bring the other devotees to everyone is serving, everyone is trying their best to serve all others, and therefore there's no conflict, there's no anxiety, there's no suffering, there's no discord. It's all that's the Vaikuntha, that's the spiritual world.
Questo è la caratteristica di Srimati Radharani, questa è anche la caratteristica del mondo spirituale, dove ognuno, come vediamo, Srimati Radharani vuole portare tutti verso Krishna, gli altri vogliono il piacere degli altri, non il loro piacere personale, e quindi non c'è ansia, non c'è preoccupazioni, problemi.
Basically, that's the conclusion.
Praticamente dobbiamo concludere.
So that is the conclusion.
Questa è già la conclusione.
I don't think we have time for any questions.
Non ci sono domande, non c'è tempo per nessuna domanda.
Thank you very much.
Vi ringrazio molto.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Shri Radhastami Mahamahotsav ki jai. Shri Shri Gauranitai ki jai. Gopremanandi.
Ribo. Sua grazia tra i Das Prabhu ki jai.
Krishna prestaya bhutale Srimade bhakti vedanta Swami iti namine namah Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunavari Vasadyadishatarine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunam Vajasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrindam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Govinda Jai Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Jai Radhe Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Radhe